November 6th, Whiskey Yankee, and 6WY in Shelby Township on Statewide 1.
Well, good morning there. I'm taking a little road trip and figured I would test out this little HT on roaming here on Statewide 1. I'm coming to you through the Bancroft machine. I'm currently here just getting ready to get on 69 at Perry. I'm going to be heading to the west side of the basin. And anyway, name here's Carrie. That's Charlie Alpha Romeo Yankee. And I guess that's that for the moment. Back to you.
Okay, Gary. Well, very good. Well, right now you're coming in quite well. I'm sitting here in my upper floor of my house getting ready to do my exercising. And I just heard you throw out your call. The name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. Dave, and I said earlier, I'm in Shelby Township going through the Mount Clemens repeater. I have an old Hyteria, Andy talking. It has a Motorola roaming feature in it, which they got sued for. And I used to drive around the southeast part of Michigan, and it really worked great with this repeater system. I don't know what kind of Anytone you're using, but I am right now using an Anytone 890. And I got a story behind this one, but I just got it. And right now I got about four channels programmed into it. I'm getting ready to transfer all my 878 programs over. Back to you. This is N6WY.
N6WY? This is N8ZC returning. Yeah, I'm on a 878, so what is it, the UD2 Plus, whatever they call it. I just got this here a couple of 3 weeks ago, maybe now.
Well, Gary, either something happened to your Andy Talkie or something happened to mine. I see that the carrier was going into the repeater system, but I lost all of your audio. Are you copying me? This is N6WY, over.
Well, you're just fine. I guess at the risk of not knowing what's going on, maybe I don't know. I was just saying that I got the HT hooked up to the truck.
Maybe you're about ready to roam to a different repeater site. Searching, and I don't know what happened, so hopefully,
yeah, that's probably what's happening, because who knows, only 5 watts or whatever this is supposed to be, even though it says turbo mode, but I don't think it's that much on 440, so, and I forget what shop button or
Gary, you have your talker alias turned on by chance?
I don't know if you copied Jeff, Gary, but he said something that really messed me up when I first got my 878. I used talker alias, and talker alias is not like Motorola repeaters, and MI5 is Motorola, so you have to turn off talker alias on the 878 to use the system. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. I thought I had that turned off. Yeah, I knew that. Maybe the new code plug when I programmed everything in again from scratch. Maybe I forgot. So my apologies. I guess when I get where I need to be, I'll just go and turn that off. So I don't know the radio that well to try to do it driving down the road. And I get roaming back on, so it's some reason turned off. Anyway, thank you, and we'll catch you guys later. Let's see.
Yeah, I was watching the C-Bridge, so I figured that's what was going on by what I was seeing. You got plenty of audio in there, too, so heads up. I think you had a little too much that time because you cut out. Good luck. Keep it up there.
Okay, I think I got it. This is N6WY. I'm going to say 73s and talk to everybody later. I got to get going in my morning routine here. So this is N6WY, clear.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
K-E-A-W-U-O, I believe. N6WY and Shelby Township.
Why, hello there. How are you this morning?
Well, I see by my display here, your name's John. I didn't catch the location, but I think it's... yeah, I'm doing fine. Just got up and starting my morning routine, doing my exercise. I haven't started yet, but, well, after I finish my push-to-talk exercise and get into more serious mode of stretching and getting ready for my morning walk.
Gotcha. Well, very good. I'm getting over a cold, but getting ready to run inside this gas station, get my energy drinks for the day, and hope that will help my headache go away. Got to stop the caffeine because I do get headaches. But then I got to go meet up with a couple of guys to do some ham radio related stuff. So should be a fun.
Well, I have nothing planned for today except, well, yes, I do. I'm going to reprogram my Unitone 890, which I'm talking to you on right now. I'm trying to transfer my cold plug from A78 to A90, and it's not a straightforward transfer. I got most of it in, but I have to go over every one item, make sure everything's checked right and things like that, that I transferred over. It's still in the software. I haven't loaded into the radio yet. And it did a pretty good job. At least it saved me a heck of a lot of typing when I did the import-export thing. But there's a lot of checks that has to be done, and the wrong talk group got associated with the channel and things like that. But not much typing to do. It's just mainly checking and clicking, and that fixes all the problems.
Well, very good. Just check our website because we do have some Anytone plugin or code plugs, but it doesn't sound like we have that specific one. So we have code plugs for the Anytone 878, but not the 890. But you might be able to reference the 878 code plug just for referencing sake if you need to. But sounds like a fun day anytime you're learning to program a new radio, and getting those kind of things styled in is always good.
Frustrating and a challenge, but the challenge is what makes it fun. What website are you referring to? I see you in Warren, so I always like to look at other code plugs, see how they set things up. But I'm a big do-it-yourself guy when it comes to writing code plugs. But again, I learn from others.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of what we're hoping. So I'm a member of Macomb County ARPSC. And if you go to MacombARPSC.org, there's a resources tab up at the top. And then there's some code plugs on, like, the resources page. And you can see, you can download an Anytone code plug and take a look at it and see if it makes any sense to you, and maybe apply some of that to your code plug. But yeah, you hit the nail on the head. We put them up there to help people out, but we kind of want people to know how to do it themselves. So, but very good. Yeah, hopefully that helps. MacombARPSC.org.
Okay, John, well, I would definitely do that. Take a look at it and see. This morning, like I said, I haven't started my stretching routine.
Alrighty, very good. That's perfect because I'm at the gas station and then I got to make a 13-minute run to be at my destination on time. So should be perfect. You have a good jog. Hope all your stretching goes well and or walk, whatever. I think you said you were walking. But all right. Well, this is KE8WUO. I will be clear.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie said a kilo with a quick QSO call. I can't say it. Actually, I missed the last three letters of your call. The KFA station, this is his 6WY.
KFA, CFK. Good morning. I just happened to turn on my 890 as well and just received it this week. This is actually my first DMR contact. I'm kind of excited because I've had an 878 and a 168 and was not able to get anything done on them. Put it up for a while and decided I'd like the features of the 890 and I figured I'd give it a try. So I'm actually excited to hear you guys and actually make a contact. So thank you. My name's Howard. Thank you.
I'm in a shelving my ship, going through the mount coverage repeater. And, my Anycone 890 right now, I got four channels programmed. I did it as much easier as doing.
That's exactly what I did. I ended up using RT systems as well. I use that with all my other radios. And I'm kind of back and forth between the factory CPS and RT system. But I exported the channels, the zones, a couple of the other sections in there, and then imported them into this radio. And yes, like you said, it saves a world of time. I did go back and, like you did, and check everything. And in the car, and I decided I'd turn it on and heard you and the other gentleman on your two show, and thought I'd see if it works. I'm in Novi right now, and I'm coming across on a Novi repeater. I'm from Plymouth. I'm hoping my contact information shows. You can let me know if that's coming through on your radio. I'm definitely seeing all of yours. Thank you.
Yes, it is, Howard. Your contacts come through very well. Contact information, and I see it all there. So I'm going to have to say 73s and get started here, and I will listen out and talk to you later. KFACSK, this is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee.
Yes, David, thank you very much. I do appreciate the QSO. Makes me feel that the new purchase was well worth it now that it, I'm able to get it to work on the DMR. I did load the firmware that gives you the NXPN, which will down the road be my next venture to get into that. But you have yourself a wonderful day. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Sierra Kilo 73. Clear.
Wow, don't go away yet. You said the magic word to me, NXDN firmware. Where'd you get it? Back to you.
I believe I got it off of a Facebook page. There's a, let me see if I can pull up my phone real quick. I know there's a website that's Southern UK. Maybe I can find it here. Give me a second.
This is KEA-LAX. Just a brief break in the conversation. KEA-WUO, I'm almost to destination, just letting you know. And I appreciate you guys letting me break in. KELX, clear.
Copy that. I am in the parking lot. I will be clear of this QSO. Sorry, guys.
David, as far as the Facebook page, I just pulled up. There were a couple of E-Tone, 168, 578, 868, 878, and 890 PMR user groups. There was that one. And I think the other one, the UK user group, and I think they were in their file sections is where I found it. It is. I'm looking at it right now. If you use Facebook, it's the Anytone Tech, Anytone 168, 868, 878, 890, 578 UK user group. And under the file sections, you can download, it's the D890UV underscore version 1.04 underscore NX underscore DMR firmware is where I found it. And it's the unofficial release. I guess Anytone is waiting sometime here in the next week for the NXDX or DN organization to see if they'll approve them and allow them to use that terminology. Is what I've been hearing, but I did load the firmware. It does give you the option to switch into the NXDN protocol. I just haven't programmed it. Also, once you then read the radio, you do get all the setting adjustments in the CPS. Thank you.
Fantastic. I will look for that, and hopefully I can find it. The UK user group. I found one in the U.S., it's the WOXUM radio site, you know, that other brand, but they do sell Anytones also at that particular site, and they do have an unofficial NXDN. I can use it, but for some reason, the COM port is different, and I'm going to have to... If I get desperate, I will change my COM ports to load it into the Anytone. But right now, I'm still working with DMR. So 73, thanks for the information, and I will talk to you later. KEX, wait a minute, I got that set of the call. Anyway, I'm getting my calls mixed up here. I think it's KEALAX, if I'm not mistaken. This is N6WY.
David, not a problem. Yeah, I haven't had my coffee yet this morning, so I'm still a little foggy myself. Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie Sierra Kilo. N6WY, you have yourself a wonderful day, and thank you for the QSO. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie Sierra Kilo Clear.
Very good, Howard. Well, thank you. KFACSK. This is N6WY. Clear.
KE8LAX. KE8LAX. N8WRO. Statewide 1. Nothing heard. N8WRO. Clear.
8GBH. I'll be monitoring for a bit.
URO. KE8. Thank you.
N8WRO, go ahead, Tom.
I'll be down there.
Yeah. All right, no worries, no hurry. I'm in the street, so you can either pull all the way up or stay at the end. It's up to you, either way. N8WRO, clear but listening.
I don't know why I'm looking back here. That's spooky.
KC8KJO. Showing you on Burnside and right at the threshold, actually over the threshold, you're probably having a little trouble. Yeah, don't worry. No hurries if you're up that way.
That's weird. I'm in Burnside, but I'm not hitting on Clemens. That's crazy.
There you go. You dropped into the Clem. You know, maybe you're on the move or something that did it. I don't know, but you're dropped in now. You're good. Well, I don't know. No, it flipped over back to Burnside. I give up. So I can hear you. Go ahead, Tom.
I guess I'm just a couple minutes out, but I didn't want to check on UHF because Wyatt talked to somebody else there in Romeo, so letting him have his conversation.
Yeah, that's why it's good to have options. I had mine on, Jim, listen to that, and I turned VHF on as well. So, yeah, get a hold of Dean, but I think he might be sleeping after he had a detail this morning with Sean, so he might be sleeping. Maybe we'll just do the 26-mile road, and that'll be that, so it'll be a little bit quicker. But we'll see. If we hear from him, then we'll go out to 23 and plank, I guess.
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, Tom, now that's really weird. That last transmission, which I didn't really catch, it says Detroit. Came in on Detroit. What's up with that?
Yeah, it shows that it's ECW on this one, too. Well, I guess it works. It's all that matters to me. And it's that new 5550 I got from Wally.
All right, Dean's on over on the 7.2, so I'll be back shortly. NHWRO, clear here for a minute.
K-E-8-W-U-O, statewide 1.
K-E-8-W-U-O, K-E-8-W-U-O, NHWRO. And negative copy on John. Tom, you still there?
I'm outside your door.
Come on in, whichever one you're at should be open, and I'm shutting the radios off. NHWRO clear.
NHKAF, NHKAF. KKK Joe, click out there.
KF8GBH. I'll be monitoring on MI5 statewide 1. Kind of new to DMR, so looking to anybody who wants to talk about that.
KKK Joe, I'm listening. You're sound good. I'll be right back.
A little bit, but I think I missed your call sign and name.
Station calling, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCAKGL. Name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
Gotcha, good. I am Ryan in Grand Rapids, Michigan, hitting off the Grand Rapids repeater over here. So just got my radio a couple days ago and manually programmed the DMR settings, so trying to figure things out.
Well, Ryan, so far so good. You got the Grand Rapids repeater in there. I am down in Mount Clemens. On statewide 1 off the Mount Clemens repeater.
Do you use any of the direct DMR settings, like either text or direct phone calls? I was reading a little bit about it, but never played around with that yet.
What kind of radio are you programming?
The BTEC DA/7X2. It's similar to, I think it has the Anytone 890 internals with VTEX firmware.
Oh, gotcha. So you're creating your own code plug. Do you have the programming cable in the software for it, or is that your Mystic Venture?
I do have the programming software and cable, and I did use the, I am creating my own code plug, and I've done it all on the computer versus the radio itself. And I don't have any of those other settings figured out yet. I just got the MI5 repeater information set in.
Okay, so you went to Central Michigan Emergency Network or WHCMN.net, and all the MI5 repeaters are in there with the color code and the time slots. That'll help you out a little bit there. And when you set your radio where it says emit always, you want to change that to color code only. That way, when you key up, it won't let you get into the repeater if it's already in use. So you want to get those settings also programmed in there.
Yeah, I did see that website, and that's how I got the information, at least about the Grand Rapids repeater. There's a couple around here. Looks like Lowell and Greenville and Kent City. I have those information programmed in, but I haven't figured out the roaming settings yet. I'd like to try to do that next. But that's a good tip on the transmit settings with the color code only. I'll have to double check those settings to see what I have.
Yeah, you want to put that in there. And then if you read the Central Michigan Network's website, in regards to EMRD and everything. You want to, I think, register your DMR ID with them. I think there's a link right there on the main page in regards to it. And that way, with your email, you know, you register with your email. So if there's any NEDs going on or any emergency information, that they are able to notify you of that, to not use the frequency when there's a NED active. So there's a lot of information on that Central Michigan website. And you will usually hear Jeff, Fred is WAFSM, and KASWR Jeff are two of the main people on Central Michigan. KCKGO.
KFAGB8. I did look at that website, and I think I entered, there was a link to a Google Doc. I think I entered my email and my DMR ID on that, but I didn't get a response. I guess I wasn't really looking for one, but I believe I already registered for that on the website.
Awesome. Yep, they much appreciate that. Like I said, it just helps them keep in touch with all of DMR users. It keeps us updated and informed of any situations that occur. Where they need to take over the frequency.
Notice there's a statewide 2 channel and then some extra or auxiliary channels too. Do those get used very much?
Statewide 1 is the most commonly used channel. Statewide 2, if you just, you know, if you're going to be chatting for a bit, you can move over to statewide 2, I believe. If Jeff and Fred are on the frequency, they can run, you know, give you a little bit more information on that. And then event 1, 2, 3, and 4, you want to stay off of that unless you're told to go over to those. And that's used for, you know, weather events and special information and other locations. That's what events 1, 2, 3, and 4 are for. And it's, and the odd number, talk groups 51, 53, and 55. Those are time slot 1, color code 1, and then 52 and 54, those are time slot 2, color code 1.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you. Have you played around with any of the other DMR groups like Brandmeister or the other ones? I haven't quite looked into there yet because it doesn't look like I have a nearby repeater. And I haven't set up a hotspot or anything like that. I'm not sure that I want to or care to, but I was curious if there's any other talk groups, DMR talk groups in the state.
I believe there's other ones that are up there that allow you to go through the Brandmeister network, where statewide or Central Michigan statewide 1 is specifically talk group 51, 52. It's an internal where you cannot change it to talk to, you know, to move it to like talk group 91 through Brandmeister. Now, if you are on Brandmeister through an open spot or a node, you can get into statewide 1 through talk group 31261. You can get into it from other DMR groups, but you cannot get to other groups through statewide 1. It's strictly 51, 52. You can't change the talk group on the repeater. Does that make any sense to you? Casey, can you?
It does. That clears it up quite a bit. I don't, I'm trying to avoid a hotspot and setting that up. I don't need to get into all the other groups right now, but if there was more available on the repeater that I could access, I would investigate that. But it doesn't look like I can reach any other repeaters without a hotspot, so I don't think I'm going to go there quite yet.
If there's other repeaters in the area that do not belong to the Central Michigan Network, like down here in Macomb County, we have the WABRO, and that one there, that is DMR capable, and you have the frequency into that, and you are able to change the talk group to like 3100. which is USA, and I forgot what the Michigan, all Michigan one is. But, yeah, either need a hotspot for that or find a repeater that's in your area, which you could probably do through Brandmeister if you bring up their locations in Michigan. There might be one or two scattered around there that you can actually change the talk group.
Yeah, I did look at that. There is one about 25 miles from me, but I can't reach that with my HD. So I'm hitting the Grand Rapids one, which is about 10 miles from me right now, which is pretty good. But I can receive the other Brandmeister, other top group repeater signals, but I can't reach it myself.
Well, you can always program them in your radio and have it set up, so if when you're in that area, you just tune to it, and then you can chit-chat on that one, whatever talk group that the repeater is set for. You know, but besides that, there's a lot of people here on Statewide 1. I mean, I talked to you in Grand Rapids. I'm down here in Mount Clemens, and I've talked to someone up in Indian River, Petoskey, Muskegon. I got one person in the zoo one day, so it's a pretty good group of people here on Statewide 1. You'll enjoy it, 100%.
KF8GBH, yeah, that sounds great. Like I said, I just got my license on Tuesday and got my radio right after that, so I've kind of spent some time programming it, but I did program the other DMR repeater groups, or the repeater, and I can, like I said, I can receive them and I can hear them occasionally, but I just can't reach them. I just don't have enough power or antenna or otherwise. But really, I think the Statewide one is all that I need to do. I don't necessarily need to get into other talks or other specific talk groups at the moment anyway.
Okay, Joe. Well, I can say welcome to DMR. Glad that you're here. Nice to hear, you know, congratulations on getting your ham license. And like I said, everybody that's, you know, around here is always on Statewide 1. And I am usually on here 90% of the time, you know, when I'm driving somewhere. And I'm always here to chat up, like right now. I just happen to be in my service van today doing some ARPSC work. And I'm out here. Oh, also set your timeout timer to 180 seconds. That way it gives the repeater time to cool down, because you can see I am a talker.
No, for sure. I did get that setting. I saw that, and I did set it at 180 seconds. So, yeah, I did get that one for sure. Well, I'm going to get back to cleaning up my yard. I got a bunch of sticks down over the winter, so I've been kind of gathering them and made a little fire, and my son and I just cooked some hot dogs over it. So I'm going to get back to rest of the sticks, but I appreciate the help, and when I get in tonight, I'm going to double-check those settings on my computer and update them appropriately. So I really appreciate the help. Thank you.
Not a problem. Enjoy the hot dog roast there. I know what it's like up there. Well, no, Grand Rapids wasn't too bad. I was just there earlier in the week. All right, 73 to you. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Julie Oscar.
Aren't you supposed to be cleaning up the house? Clear for the moment, but probably monitoring as I'm cleaning up my yard. Thank you again.
That's where I'm heading right now. I just worked with Tim and Cliff and did a little bit of hospital net testing, trying things out, especially DMR's input. And I am almost there, but I'll have my artificial fake Motorola HT with me, Mr. Wally.
Yeah, give me that thing. I'll file it for you. Ron's hand. We have to talk to Jeff about getting a Bovane filter. Anyways, yeah, I heard you guys on Simplex. It comes in pretty good. I was actually talking to David S. from my house. He was like at 24 in Romeo Point on Simplex.
That's awesome. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow morning? You want to do breakfast?
Let me talk to the War Department.
Same here. When I get over there, I'll talk to the Colonel and see what she said.
used to be in the Department of Defense. Now it's the Department of War.
Yeah, you talk to your Chief Wally officer, and I'll talk to my Chief Tom officer, and we'll coordinate a time if they're both into it. KCK Joe.
All right, I'll let you know. She's next to me. She says, sure. So we'll have to figure out time. WABD, yeah, your Simplex stuff was working pretty good, by the way.
Cool. And you got that programmed here in my Motorola, right?
Outlook, I think so. I'll look at it later. I'll get their fans fixed. WABD.
All right, talk to you soon. I got to get inside before she has a fit. KCK Joe, 7-3.
WABD-KCKJO. KVA-SWR. KVA-SWR. Hope I got your call right. This is NAZC. Should have probably told you where I'm at. Calling you. KVA-SWR. This is NAZC on statewide one. Nope, nothing heard. NAZC, and I'm listening.
W-A-B-D, W-A-B-D, K-C-K, Jill.
Yeah, no.
Colonel says 10:30, 11 o'clock tomorrow. Unless you want earlier.
10:30. Check that, 10.
10 o'clock it is.
Somewhere in Richmond.
For Skillet, our usual place, and I'll see if NRO wants to join us in again.
Okay. No problem. And at 10 a.m. it is.
N-A-W-R-O, KCKGO. Tim, you still on the air?
Yeah, sir, I copy direct, but we got some other plans tomorrow, so I appreciate the invite, but I'll pass. That skillet does sound delicious, though.
You don't know what you're missing.
See, the problem is I do know what I'm missing, so there you go.
Well, we'll save you a spot just in case, Tim. 10 o'clock, Georgia.
Not that long of a drive up there. I could walk. Thanks for your help again, Tom. That was fun, and I'm glad the guys got the other work done over there. So, all in all, a pretty good day.
See what happens when you get younger guys that aren't scared of heights.
I got to expedite that credential on the recruiting. Kind of emphasize it is what I mean. That is awesome that they did that. Didn't expect that today at all.
No, I thought it was just going to be a matter of an X. But, hey, it's alive and well. It matters. I did hear you guys quite a bit on 441, and I was able to talk to KF8S on 441 from my house, and he was at 24 in Romeo Point.
Yeah, let me pull that out now. I get the chart. Of course, both 7.2 FPI work fine, as expected. It's a repeater. The VMR, the new one in Warren, that was good. It really worked good. And then the 441 Simplex VMR, that worked amazing. Of course, I still want to go all the way down to the Warren site. That'd be more like 20 miles rather than 13 miles line of sight. Simplex, VHF, Simplex, UHF, not so good. Not good at all.
Yeah. We'll have to play with that a little bit more because that's supposedly supposed to be better, but I don't know. The side of the state, we seem to have UHF perfected.
Well, quite impressed with the 441 Simplex and the other repeater. For sharing with Oakland County. That was great. And the other thing could be my, of course, Cliff was on the high ground at McLaren Macomb. We were just flat, so there's that. And then my antenna is not maybe the best. And, of course, once we get inside and we actually have a radio room, you know, and all that, it will be a lot better.
Well, we've got to rebuild things, so hopefully we'll get there. So all is good. And then we're getting all these different avenues and stuff like that. So I think it's great strides are being made in a very short period of time. And, you know, now that we also have that repeat up there in Almont, too, that's another help.
Yeah, I just got that in my base. I still got to test it for, you know, like a backup in case Richmond's down, I guess.
Let me know how you do. I probably should put that in my stuff, too. Hey, talk WABD, by the way. I talked to that, I guess we've got signed up another guy, number 32, maybe. I thought that's what he said. Forgot his call. Old ham. Dropped out of ham. Came back into ham. He's pretty sharp.
I'm listening, guys. I'm just moving trash from the basement to the garage. Hey, Joe.
You're on your honeydew list. Got to get that done. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. We got a couple of them, and I got a couple to talk to you and Sean about for additions to projects like you were doing today that fit the criteria. But we'll let you guys be the judge. NAWRO.
Okay, no worries. If you change your mind in the morning, you'll know where we'll be.
Copy. Thanks. NAWRO, clear. I'll be listening.
WAFU. Hey, Tim, you still there?
WABD.
Yes, sir.
See if Richmond works.
Yeah, it seems to be working there, Wally. What you looking at?
Nothing. Something wrong on my end, then.
All right, I'm going to try Almont. I think we're way too far away, but I'm going to try it anyways. See if I can. I got the dashboard open, so I'm looking.
In the pocket. I'm sure it's pretty close to it. WABD.
WABD negative on the Almont, too far away. NAWRO. WAVD, that's going to be negative on the Almont, apparently too far away, even on high power. NAWRO.
Diesel fuel is $4.99 a gallon.
That's the price you have to pay for a cool truck.
Go on now. All right. Okay, WAVD. Fucking fuel. I'm going to use my AFPC credit card.
Now. NAWRO clear for real this time.
NAGMZ.
KABCW.
NABBF from WAFU.
WAFU from NABBF, you copy?
Yes, I do. Let me hear a little bit more. But I am on, I believe I'm on Detroit Direct. How are you copying your way?
All right. I literally just unplugged the programming cable from this radio, but you sound great.
Yeah, very good. All right. I'm going to switch to my other radio. The Thomas here by now. WAFU, right back.
And ATBF, KCKGO. And ATBF, ATBF, KCKGO. Dakota, can you hear me okay? I'm on 32HD.
KCKGO from ATBF, loud and clear. Wow. What's your feed are you going into?
I'm on Mount Clemens Tower, and I'm in Lenox Township. And I'm on the same radio at DM32.
Well, let's make it a DM32 block party. I kind of chuckled when I pulled it out because, you know, it's a typical Bofang. I wanted the light green one, so in order to get that, I had to get all the other, you know, the gooseneck antenna and the holster, all the dumb stuff for $10 more. But truly impressed with how much this radio has
packing it for Wickoff.
I didn't know there was a yellow one.
I'm pretty impressed by this particular radio. It's not bad. I got to sort of do that roam on it. I just haven't really messed around with it because I'm only in Mount Clemens Cliff Township today. But I'm going to give that a shot.
My one question and concern coming from an 878. Is there a way to download the DMR ID context, or am I going to have to manually enter all that?
Yeah, I believe you can, but I'm going to defer to somebody else. Did you say 878 or 890? Well, 878, I believe you have to go there and download the daily file, and then you import it with the programming table on the 878. So I think that's what you were asking about. And, by the way, you're still showing up as being in Armada on my display, so I guess that can get updated in the database, FYI. Not that it really matters.
I don't even have the code in this radio. I've got to put it in there. I wonder if you can export your CSV from the 878 and then import it into the DM32. I have not checked on that yet. I'll give that a shot.
KSA DSB. I believe the DM32 has it built in natively. You just do it right from the program.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't see that in there. I'll have to go dig again.
Let me fire it up and make sure. But I don't remember having to go through the same rigmarole on this thing as on the 878. I thought it was built right into the program. Let me check. I'll carry on. I'll be right back. WAFU.
SADFV.
Go ahead. Dakota, NADF.
Yeah, Dakota said go ahead. I'm not sure if you were calling on KSB or not. Just want to make sure. But I have a DM32, and I'm talking right now on Anytone, I don't know, the mobile, the 578, I think. So I've got the contacts loaded in both if you guys have questions.
I am looking for the easy way to import the DMR IDs. I'm pulling up the software right now. I thought I saw a double there. All I did is downloaded, even on the DM32, I downloaded the contacts from the Anytone website because they supply it every day, and that's what I put in my Anytone list. But the DM32, the columns are a little different, so I had to line up. You basically got to go in Excel or something and line the columns up right. The Bofang software for the DM32 calls router what you would call maybe the my call sign.
KF8BLX. There is an easier way to do it. Just Google DMR Digital Contact List Creator. And there is a site that you just go to. And it will create the list for multiple radio brands and models. For the ones that you can't find exactly, just kind of, you'll see the list and you just kind of go, yeah, that one will work on that radio, that one will work on that radio. But it makes life a lot easier. It takes 2 seconds for it to create the list for you. It's all updated. You download the list, and then you upload it in the radio. Okay, great deal, X.
Wow, already done. If I could shake your hand, I would. Thank you, sir.
No problem. I kind of went through that myself. I got an 878, and then I got the DM32 and a GD88, and was trying to use the same list and all of them, and figured out that it doesn't work too well. So, I just happened to cross it when I was figuring all that out. Okay, if we all up, you guys have a great day. Sorry to interrupt there. 73.
I'll figure that out because I want to import everybody's, you know, all the digital contacts. Yeah. I forgot.
I'm going to import these. I'll be right back at ADDF. Warning, Dakota, it takes probably 20 minutes to import North America, so it does take minutes.
ADDBF KCKJO. KCKJO. Hi, sir.
N8WRO Richmond, that's a better signal there, Tom. I think Dakota's out pushing those contacts to his radio. Got a little something going there. Just looking at the dashboard.
Oh, I love this one. I like my 4550 too. So I'm never going to know those up.
Hey, copy your last. Good signal. Thanks to Rick out of the Flint area, I believe. BLX, thanks for the assist. That was great. Sure it's going to help Dakota out.
Yeah, I saw EFB out there, too. Who was that?
This is KF80FE. This is Shane. I'm out in Holly. And, yeah, I don't think I was much help here, but, you know, we all work together.
Oh, hey, Shane. I haven't talked to you for a while. How's it been going, buddy? KCKJO.
Going good out here. I was just sitting here with my grandson. He's making a bunch of racket riding around one of the power wheels in the basement, and I'm trying to do some FT8, and just heard you guys and tried to help, but sounds like other people had a better solution.
That help is always appreciated. You know, I think it's just helping Dakota out. Everybody's picking up on these DM32s, which aren't bad radios.
Hey, Tom, on that last one, you're right on the edge, 121, so a little digital on that. Go ahead, Shane, if you're still there.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Yeah, I mean, we all started on Volfangs. I mean, I was, you know, a year and a half out from, I only got my license probably about a year, or less than a year ago, but I got a general now, but I started listening about a year and a half ago, and, yeah, it was a cheap ball thing I found. It piqued my interest, and yet, as I've gotten into better radios, I'm talking on the 578. It works great, but I actually prefer the handheld, like the display and everything on that ball thing. It's still better than even this 578, but it's a pretty good handheld. I haven't gotten into any handheld like a Yaesu or an ICOM or better stuff to compare yet. I'm trying to do FT8 right now on the new MK2 7300 and having good success on that. But I haven't had a good handheld, but the Baofeng, the DM32UV, is it pretty good in my view.
Absolutely. It's a good bang for the buck. Eventually, I'll get a nice Motorola XT.
NAWRO, Richmond, I'll be clear as well, but listening.
Yeah, don't worry about hurting a $300 radio. I basically throw the thing around the car around, you know. I don't give a crap because I know. That's the best thing about it, for them to work the way they do and be as cheap as they are. They were kind of rough at first. It was hard to get the bugs out of them at first, but luckily a lot of smart people have figured out a lot of things, and newer updates and firmware updates and everything. It's a decent radio now. KF8VLX.
N8WRO, this is KF8VFE again. Just a little curious. You know, I happened upon this hobby, you know, a year and a half ago, and I hear you guys out there, and I seem to hear more of the Macomb County. Just K8FBI is where I kind of landed CMN, and it seems to be dominated by the Macomb County, and I hear you guys on the ARPSC, and I'm looking at joining the Oakland County ARPSC, but I haven't been on the website. I haven't actually signed up yet because I'm curious about what does it actually entail.
NAWRO. Yeah, I copy your last. It can be whatever you want it to be. There is a certain requirement. We have an E2 task book that you have to do And in our case, it's within 6 months. So it's a couple of ICS courses. You can take those online. Obviously, you got to have a license. We already have that. Participation in the net, participation in training. You can't just sit off to the side. Totally volunteer, no dues of any kind. And Oakland County is definitely, you know, the brothers to the west there, and hopefully we get to do the Dream Cruise with them. That's where it got us started when we got reinstituted with the Dream Cruise. They asked us out over there to assist, you know, and that was, for some of our members, that was great. But, try it, and you I don't know how they do it, but you don't even have to join. You could try it at a meeting first, see how it goes, and talk to a few of the guys, and then make a decision. Back over to you. I believe it's Shane, right?
Yeah, Tim. The name is Shane, and it's good to talk to you. I live out here in Holly, and I've worked in Waterford for 35 years, and, you know, I was curious to attend one of your meetings, and then I've listened here for, you know, year and a half, and I've heard you guys talk a lot about it, just kind of taking it all in, and I do understand that, you know, it would be better if you at least work or live in that county, and I work and live in Oakland, so I should do Oakland, but it seems, but it may be a perception thing on my part. I just listen to you guys every day, so it seems like Macomb has their stuff in order more, but it may just be where I'm listening. I gotta maybe program some local frequencies here and see what I can find. I'm going to join some of their nets. I have looked on their website. I saw they've got 3 or 4 courses that are required within the first 6 months. And I'm interested in looking into that and getting a little more involved in the hobby and meeting some people.
Yeah, if you've got a little time on your hands and you'd like to apply ham radio to something interesting and useful, I'd highly recommend it. And Oakland County does have some resources as far as repeaters of their own, so they may not be out here on Central Michigan as much as we are. That might be the difference. A lot of fun stuff to do. We were even practicing something that's new to me. We're going to restart the hospital nets, so, you know, like doing some emergency comms for hospitals. Apparently, once upon a time, years ago, we were inside the hospitals, and so right now we have to look and see where our equipment's at and try to make sure it's still there and take care of some antenna runs, but we're negotiating with some of the hospitals within our county. Unsure if Oakland County's doing that right now, but they got a lot of stuff going on over there. You'll be happy over there. And we're all in D2, so D2 is St. Clair, Macomb, Oakland, Washtenaw, Wayne, and Monroe County. So we do do events. We can do events together in our section. So, yeah, I think you'll like it.
All right, I appreciate the info. And, yeah, I've read their website. I think they're doing similar stuff. They have a hospital net regularly as well, and they're back involved in that. Yeah, it just seems like a way to use the radio for a positive instead of just, you know, it's a great hobby. I have I've been in IT for 35 years, and I'm 56. I'm also the director of operations right now, because I've been at the same company forever, and that's taxing. But this hobby has reinvigorated at least, I don't know, something outside of work, which I needed. So I'm looking forward to it.
Got your last. I can't recommend it enough. It's the same thing. Been retired myself for about 16 years and kind of took a hiatus from ham. So this is a great way to get more involved. Well, let's see. How about we leave a break and see if maybe Sean or Dakota is coming back. I don't know if he's got those contacts loaded. It might take a little longer than that. But other than that, I'll probably just stay back to listening. NAWRO, I'll be clear shortly.
NAWDF.
Well, did it work? Did you get them uploaded?
They're in there. There's not a swing, so I don't know if that's enough.
Well, Dakota, if you have any... No, I just loaded the CSV contacts from that. I was going to say I could send you my code plug because I literally, it's very basic, and I front panel programmed it and have offloaded the code plug since. But, yeah, the contacts, I just dumped them in there, and where you normally see a radio ID, the three, you know, starting with a three, once they're in there and in there right, you do see, like, my ID.
That's what I don't get. They're in here. I download them from that list. They've got the name. They got the talk group or DMR ID. They got private call. They got, I don't know why they have repeaters. Oh, it's a call sign. Their location. So it's all in here and all wrote. I can see them in the radio when I go to CSV contact list. They're just not, I just see the DMR ID. So I don't know.
Yeah, the Valfang software does call repeater what I would consider call sign.
Okay, so it's right then. Yeah, I don't know. It's not a huge deal. I mean, I am on an open spot, so that might be the issue. I'm not entirely sure, but it's not the end of the world.
ATKJO.
What's up, Tom?
There you are. I'm on my open. How do I sound?
You sound good. Maybe you're the guy to ask. Do your DMR contacts show up when you're in the open spot?
Yeah, but I might have you programmed in this radio that says any DBF. But when I was on my Motorola, it came up as your DMR ID, and that's it. So, I mean, it's not programmed in my radio. How about me?
No, it just says open spot with your DMR ID, and I'm wondering if it's because, yeah, I don't know. I imported them all. They're on the radio. They're just not showing up when I'm receiving. So I don't know if I just got a setting wrong or what.
Possibly. I don't have you in my contact list on the 32, but I got it on the 1701, so you're popping up there. That's strange.
I'll do some research. It's not a huge deal, just to notice there. I realized that when I was like, oh yeah, I didn't put any DMR contacts in there other than the talk groups, but then I imported them and now it still doesn't work, so. Scratching my head, but sorry.
Yeah, go to your digital contact list and see how it's all written up in there. I think that's where they're at.
KFBLX.
KFBLX, KCTGO, go ahead. Throw it over to the coder when you're done.
Yeah, when you upload that digital contact in there, I noticed when I did mine the first time, it didn't take very well. I had to go in and do it again. When you load it up in there, if you do the full world contact list, if it doesn't take at least a half an hour to load in there, it didn't do it right. It takes forever. So that could be the issue right there. That and it does depend on how your, you know, the signal is coming in. I noticed mine doesn't show up on certain open spots and like the MIKEs. Or the M1KEs and track everything, but like direct connection to repeaters and DMR, they do show up. So it is a little bit finicky. But like I said, if it didn't take at least a half an hour for those things to load in there, then it probably didn't load right. Okay, thank you, Alex.
So I only did the North America and then filtered it by Canada and the U.S. So it took, I don't know, 10, 15-ish minutes. So I think they went in there. It was like 49,000 contacts. I am on an open spot, though, so that's what I'm wondering because the group is set to – I have a talk group for this frequency for this channel. It's just open spot on my 5, and that's what it says. So I'm thinking that might be part of it, but when I clear out of here, I'll try just re-importing them and see if that makes a difference.
Yeah, if it took 15, 20 minutes for just – North America and Canada, then that sounds about right. But, yeah, if it's showing just your, you know, your open spot and your DMR ID, then that's probably what it is. You might want to just not have that specific contact in there, just load the contacts and get rid of your, like, talk group specifications and see if they come in, you know, if they show up that way. Because I noticed the more specific you get in that radio, the more faking it gets. So, all right, you guys, I'm going to get off of here and go back to monitoring a couple other things I'm doing here. So, have a good night. Good luck with that. And 73, can't thank BLX.
Can't thank BLX for my AGF. All right, I forget, yeah, there's a lot of sunning in here, too, that I'm going to take a look at. And next time I'll test it and just straight to the repeater and see if that makes a difference. So, appreciate the insight.
Hey, Dakota, did you put the check mark in the digital console when you download the radio?
Pop 9, and I'll be clear, KF8 EFE, and I'll be back in maybe an hour. Good talking to you all. 7-3.
And AGVF, KZKGO. Hey, Dakota, isn't there, when you downloaded the radio, did you put a check mark under digital context?
I did. They're all on the radio. They're all under CSV contacts. They look like they're right. Like, if I click on one, it shows their name and their location, their DMR ID. It just doesn't show on the receive. So that's one thing that's related to the open spot.
Okay. So where did you go to import the Canada and North America DMR contacts? Is it through the software, or did you have to go to a website?
NACWRO. Also, think there might be too many there. I think it's 50,000 limit. You got an account on that, Dakota?
There's a little bit of a double there, but I got you both. Tom, I downloaded it. I just Googled DMR Digital Contact List Creator, and the website is IZ3WNH, and you can kind of filter out and pick the radio and whatnot, so the format's correct. And, Tim, I'm at like 49K, so I should be good, but I was reading it'll bump up to 150K with a firmware update, so I should look into that, too.
Copy. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I'm just trying to do the website there. So you just type in DMR contact, and it brings up a website?
I Googled DMR contact list generator, and the website, it's an Italian call sign, IZ8WNH.IT.
Okay, because I'm looking at any tone. Let's see here at the top. It's I see KF5IW, and then I see India Zulu 8 15 November Hotel.IT. So, is that the one? Top one?
Yes, India Zulu 8 15 November Hotel.IT. And then I'm just picking the DM32 from the drop down, and then download a custom DMR contact list excluding one or more nations from the drop down list. And then I pick North America, and then I pick the countries I want.
Got it.
All right, I'm going to rewrite this, and then I'll be back on tonight. I'm not here tomorrow, screwing around. So appreciate everyone jumping in. I'll catch you guys later. NHGBF, I'll be clear.
Have a good one, KCKGO. NHCAFT, KCAKGO. KCAKGO, go ahead. Hey, Tom, could you do me a small favor and send me a link to that website on the Discord? I would like to check that out myself.
No problem, Cliff. I'll send it through. I'll download it on my phone, and then I'll send the link to via Discord.
All right, copy that, and thank you. I'm not DoorDashing, so I'm going to take myself another standby on this one. This is NHCAF, 73 to everyone that's out there, and I will be clear and monitoring.
Happy DoorDashing, 73, stay safe. Okay, KGO.
NHWRO, all signed too. Not sure if I did that, so kind of looking online here as well. NHWRO, clear.
WACD.
KCKGO.
You're not home yet?
I am. I'm on my open.
Okay. Not very good.
How was dinner?
It was really good, actually. She had mac and cheese, which was her favorite, and I had some chicken wings. So it was really good. I'm kind of impressed. Right now we're driving through the ice cream place, Dairy Queen, to get two ice cream cones, and we're going home to call it an evening.
I can understand that. Morris and I got home probably about a half hour, 45 minutes ago. Fed the cat upstairs, and let the dogs out, and I'll just
thinking back and re-downloading my DM32 with a bunch of contacts, you know, unconscious, of course, to see how that goes. And then going to sit back and relax for the evening. Anxiously waiting for breakfast at 10 o'clock tomorrow with George's.
Yeah, I caught that. You sound terrible. Let's go to the FBI.
All right, hold on.
WB.
KF8, ATC moderate.